All right, Shabbos, good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Samech. We are picking up on Nuntes Samud Beis 59b, right by the period. V'amar Rava. Thank you to Yehuda for giving the shiur yesterday. Our shiurim are dedicated. We have a Talmud Torah sponsor for the month of Sivan, David and Roberta Schwartz, in honor of the members of the shul. Hilly and Ellie Kagan, in honor of the Magide Shir and Moshe Abramson, who makes it possible to learn the daf remotely. Yashar koach to all of our sponsors. So, with that, let's begin. A lot to do today. I just put on the WhatsApp. It was either going to be pictures of my latest family vacation or Rambam Hilchos Bechoros. I went with Rambam Hilchos Bechoros. So you'll have a couple of pages, which in your session we're going to do towards the end of the shir, to kind of bring this sugya together a little bit, to see some of the halacha psuka. So at that point, let's begin. V'amar Rava, ha'yilu chamisha asar tloim. The person had 15 sheep. Lo yomar ever asar v'achnisim v'dir. He shouldn't say, you know what, I'll take 10 of them, put them into the pen, ve'etol mehem echad, and I'll take one obviously, because we'll say from 15, you're only taking one, v'ashar peturin, and ultimately, again, the rest will be patur. So we'll say, remember again, so in this case over here, I have a flock of 15. The truth is, from a meiser perspective, there's no difference if it's 15 or if it's 10. You're only taking one sheep as meiser beima. So I say to myself, you know what? Why do I have to deal with 15 sheep? So let me just take 10 out of the 15, put them in the pen. I'll take one out of there, and that'll be enough. So now the Gemara says, Rava says you're not allowed to do that. Ela konsel nadir umotzi asara benolta mehen echad vashar mitstarfen legoren acher. Rather, what Rava says, what you do is, halacha lemaisa, you go ahead and you put all 15 in the pen. You go ahead and you go through the first 10. The 10th one that comes out is meiser behema. And the remaining animals actually are mitstarif to the next goren. Remember, again, Abbas, we pointed this out, that as much as there are three different grunos, three different intervals for meiser behema purposes, halacha lemaisa, the entire calendrical year is one meiser behema unit. So whatever grouping of animals are not mitzarif to one goren are mitzarif to the next one. So in this one, you'll take the remaining five and you'll just simply retithe them with the next meiser behema cohort. So the Gemara is telling me, Halacha Rabbeisa, that supports this. If a person had 15 sheep, top of Samech Amud Aleph, lo yomar ever asara ve'etol mehen echad. Person shouldn't say, you know what, why do I have to put all 15 into the pen? Let me just take 10 of them, put 10 into the pen, ve'etol mehen echad, and I'll go ahead and I'll just take one from the 10, v'ashar p'turin, and the rest will simply be patur. You can't do that. Rather, ela konsan ladir, you put them all into the pen, Motzi Asara, you allow 10 of them to run through the entranceway. Vinolta mehen echad vashar mitzarf in the garen acher. You go out and you remove one, i.e. the 10th animal, and the remaining five animals ultimately, again, are mitzarif to the next goren. They become part of the next meiser behema cohort. Vatanya, I but we learned, tisha sartz lo'im, lo yomar evrar asara ve'etol mehen echad. But yet we learned the Braisa, we'll say. The Braisa says, a person has 19 sheep. So remember again, like we said before, 19 is the same thing ultimately as 10, right? So a person shouldn't say, you know what, I have 19. I'm going to take the 10th animal from this, and the rest technically are pater. So a person shouldn't say, you know what, I'll separate out 10, ve'etol mehen echad, and I'll just remove one from the 10. Ba'shar p'turin, and the remaining 9 will be pater. Ella, rather, what should you do? Konsin lodir, you have to put all of the sheep into the pen. Umotzi asara, you go out and you allow 10 to run through the entranceway. Benotel echamehem, and the 10th animal becomes meiser behema. Vashar p'turin, and I both say here, say, what is the right to say? The rest are potter. So we'll say, see here the kasha, right? What's the kasha? In the previous brisa, it was really a statement of Rava. Rava said, if you have 15, you have to put all of them in the pen. You allow the first 10 to run through. Number 10 is meiser behema. What happens to the next five? Right? Excellent. Good. They're part of the next goren, right? They're part of the next meiser behema cohort. In this brisa, what is it saying? If you have 19, same halacha, you have to put all 19 into the pen. But what does the brisa over here say about there? So you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 10 is meiser behema. What does this brisa say about the remaining 9? They're potter. So what's going on over here? Are the remaining animals potter, or do they become part of the next meiser behema cohort? Tirgum Rav Huna Bar Schoros is actually a fascinating case. So Rav Huna Bar Schoros says in front of Rava, So the Gemara says, Berigla, he said this over, Rashi says over here, Berigla, B'Shabbos Shalifnei HaRegel, Shebo Darshan Hilchos HaRegel. So I'll say, so interestingly enough, they spoke this out on the Shabbos before one of the Regalim, because remember again, on the Shabbos before the Regalim, so Darshan Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Remember Shloshim called the Machag, 30 days before Yom Tiv, you would Darshan Alach. So we'll say, what's fascinating about this is, why would they be Darshaning these Halachos 30 days before the Yom Tiv? Because let's say, remember again, as you saw in the previous Mishnah, so almost everyone agrees that Halacha L'maisa, the tithing periods revolve around the Regalim. So it could very well be that part of kind of every Yarchei Kala before the Regalim included some brief overview of the Halachos of Maaser Behema. Quite amazing. So what's the case? So we'll say, listen to this. This is actually really fascinating. B'dir sheyesh lo shnei psachim askinan. We'll say, what's the case of the Braisa? When the Braisa says that if I have 19 animals, what do the Braisa say? Step number one is, what do I have to do? Step number one.
Put them in the Goren.
Put them all in the pen. Excellent. Put them all in the pen. And then what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Animal number 10 ultimately is Maaser Behema. Now, the problem with this Braisa is, what did the Braisa say? What's the status of the remaining 9? They're Potter. So the Gemara says, no. Here's the case. We're talking about a pen that has two entrances or two exits, right? Two openings. Now watch this. So what's the case? This is great. V'yatzu tes b'pesach zeh, v'tes b'pesach zeh. So I'll say, so what happens? I have 19 animals. Now, what ended up happening is nine of them went out one entrance way. The other 9 went out the other entrance way. So we'll say, so now what's happening? There's one sheep left inside of the pen. Now we'll say, in this case over here, amazingly enough, that 19th animal ultimately, again, has the ability to go to either of the entrances, which means that technically speaking, it could be the 10th for either one. Because it could be the 10th for either one, therefore what? It patras, essentially it's mitstarif to both of the groupings. So because technically speaking, it could go out of either one of the exits, it could be mitstarif to either one of the groups, and therefore it's viewed, halacha l'maisa, as the asiri for both groups. Because it's viewed as the technical asiri for both groups, it patters both groups. Incredible. So ultimately, again, so because I will say, that's why this braisa says that halacha l'maisa, the quote unquote, the remaining 9 are patter from Maaser Behema. Because in reality, it's not the remaining 9. That's a little bit of a misnomer. What ended up happening is 9 went out entrance A, 9 went out entrance B or exit B, and there's a 10th sheep, right? There's the center, right? The center is sitting inside of the pen. And the center, technically speaking, could be mitzarif to either group. Because he can mitzarif to either group, halacha l'maaseh, it's almost viewed as if what? He's mitzarif to both groups. Now, obviously, he's only going to go out of one side. So he's going to become the Maaser Behema for one of the groups. But because technically he was shayach to both of the groups, he's considered to be the center for both groups. Therefore, again, we'll call it, let's say 9 go out entrance A, and the center goes out entrance A, he becomes Maaser Behema. But since he could have gone out with the 9 from entrance B, the 9 from entrance B are considered to be tithed as well, and therefore do not need to go through another, or do not need to attach to another goren. I belishni lekagon shemana tisha. So the Gemara says, or the Gemara is just giving another possible solution to the reconciliation of the brises. Belishni lekagon shemana tisha. Why don't you say the following case? Maybe you counted out 9 animals. Vichimata asara. When you got to the 10th, kare chad meresha. Ultimately, again, what happened? You called it 1. Instead of calling it 10, you called it 1. To which the Gemara says, that won't work. I'll tell you why. Kasavar asiri me'elav kadosh. Because you're both saying, this opinion holds, this price holds, and we're gonna build on this in the next sugya. The 10th animal, both say, as much as we made a big deal about calling the 10th the 10th, but we're going to see that there is a school of thought, and it's a dominant school of thought, and in fact, the Rambam paskins this way, as we will see inside, that Allah Chalamayi said the 10th animal is Kadosh Me'elav, which means once that 10th animal comes out, whether you designate it as number 10 or not, is absolutely irrelevant. Bigoren umana on zugos zugos. Why don't you go ahead and set it up as a case, maybe as dealing with the following scenario, where the animals came out in pairs, and you went ahead and you counted one, two, but you weren't counting animal one, animal two, you were counting pair one, pair two. Kasavar asiri leminyan behemosu kadosh. Because we'll say this opinion will hold, that halacha lemaisa, we're going to see this machlokes in the next Gemara, when counting, does the count go by the objective number of animals that have exited the pen, or does it go by the way the owner is counting the flock? So as we're going to see again, this price reflects the view of the opinion who holds that halacha lemaisa, when the animals come out in pairs, and you're counting in pairs, and you're calling pair number one, one, even though again it's the animals one and two, we go by that count. Amram Nachar by Yitzchak, Zakai imi d'rafuna bar schora, So beautifully, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, right? Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, the mother of Rav Huna is so fortunate, right, that she has a son who was able to go ahead and be mitaritz the brisa like his rabbi, like Rava. What I will just tell you something very interesting, which is the Rambam does codify this halacha. You actually have it in the pictures that I sent you on the WhatsApp group. This is in Perek Shmini Halacha. This is in the eighth Perek Halacha Yud Aleph. So the Mishnah actually, the Rambam actually codifies this case. Hayulo tisha asar tloim biso chadir. If a person had 19 sheep inside of the pen, the yatzu tisha ba pesach zeh v'tisha ba pesach zeh, and 9 go out of one entranceway, another 9 go out of an entranceway. So the 10th one is obviously considered to be the Meister Behema. But the Chiddush is that what? The Chiddush is the 9 that went out of what we'll call exit B are potter from any further tithing. Because we'll say the nine who went out, so remember again, let's assume the 10th animal goes out of exit A. The 9 who went out of exit B were still part of a proper minion. In other words, when they left exit B, there was a 10th animal inside the pen, and therefore they are considered to be tithe. We'll say that is different than the case that we saw again on Amud Beis. And in the case on Amud Beis, we'll say that's the Rambam in Halacha Tes, where the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says that halacha lemaisa, if you have 15 animals, you're not allowed to take 10 of them, just tithe them and take one and leave the other 5. Rather, what ends up happening is you put 15 into the pen, take out 10, 10th is Meister Behema, and the 5 more animals, what do you do with them? You ultimately add them on to the next Goren. The logic behind that, because those remaining 5, ultimately, again, were not yet part of a proper Meister unit. Therefore, the halach is you have to put them all in the pen, but there's a recognition that the remaining 5 ultimately are going to be mitzarif to the next Meister Behema cohort. Beautiful. Let's go back to Mishnah. Yatsu, we'll say, here we go. Very interesting sugya as well. Yatsu shnaim ka'achos. We'll say, let's say again, you have two animals coming out of the pen at the same time. So they literally exit simultaneously. Samona osam shnayim shnayim. So we'll say the halacha is, we count them one at a time. In other words, even though they exit at once, we count them as one and two. We don't count them as a unit. Manan echad tishii vasiri. So the Gemara says, Mikul kolin. Ultimately, again here, we'll say, if you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, so at Tishiva, so Rashi says, actually before I get to Rashi, so Manam Echa Tishiva, Simikul Kalin, ultimately, we'll say, if you ended up, Manam Echa means if you counted them as one, so two simultaneous animals, two animals simultaneously exit the pen. The Mishnah tells you I'm supposed to count them as one and two. If I counted them as one, then what ends up happening, I mean, if I counted one and two as one, then what ends up happening? Tishii va'asiri mikul kolin. Obviously, what says is going to throw off the rest of my count, and animals 9 and 10 are going to be messed up. We'll see what the ramifications of being messed up are in just a little bit. Karla tishii asiri. We'll say, if halacha lemaisa, you go ahead and, we'll say, if you take a quick look, see the bottom Rashi, the Rashi kisveyad. So in the right-hand paragraph, about 7 lines up from the bottom, Tishii va'asiri mikul kolin, Rashi says, Yatsu shtayim b'shishi o b'shvii, umana'an l'shneim ka'achos, nimtza shah tishii l'cheshbono hu asiri l'behemis, va'asiri havi achadasar, umishum hachi mikul kolin mi'lahakrivo v'iru. So we'll say, so the example, by the way, would be, the example that he gives over here is if animals 6 and 7 come out as one. The truth is it doesn't matter if it's 6 and 7, 1 and 2, 3 and 4. The idea just is, in this case over here, it's before animals 9 and 10. So some animals earlier in the count come out. So what happens? If let's say animals 6 and 7 come out together simultaneously, and you call them 6, so what ends up happening? The animal that you call 9 is really 10. The animal that you call 10 is really 11. So we'll say in this case, as we're going to see, they are mikkel kalin. Mikkel kalin means it cannot be offered up. As we're going to see again, both of the animals have some level of residual kiddusha. And what you do is you allow them to graze until they develop a mum, and then ultimately again they can be consumed. So the Gemara, Mishnah goes weiter. Kari le tishiyah, so we'll listen to this case. Kari le tishiyah siri, if you called the ninth animal. So we'll say this is now case number two. This is normal simultaneity. Right? Case number one of the Mishnah was you have two animals coming out at once. Fine. Case number two is one at a time. Just what happened? What happened? You mixed up your count. So karu le tishi asiri. You call the ninth animal the tenth one. Ula asiri tishi, and the tenth animal the ninth one. Ula achadasar asiri, and the 11th one the tenth one. So I'll say so. Again, follow this. You call the ninth animal the tenth the ninth, the 11th the tenth. So I'll say what's the halacha? Shlashtar nikudashin. All three of them are Kodesh. All three of them are Kodesh. Now understand what Sila said, by the way, do you see what's the message here? What's the message here? You have to be Masudr in life. If you are all over the place, then ultimately, and you lead a life of confusion, stuff gets mixed up, messed up. You have to lead a life of seder. You have to have your head on your shoulders. You have to have even sunim badin. You have to look at things critically. You can't be doing a million things at once, because if you're doing a million things at once, you do nothing correctly. So ultimately, why does this happen? We'll say, why does this happen? How does something like this happen? Somebody checked their Facebook, right? Somebody checked their email, right? We'll say, this is what happens. It's the same way that if you're davening and you check your email, stuff happens. You're learning, you check your email, stuff happens. Again, in life, if you want to accomplish things, be masudr. People think that they accomplish more when they multitask. We all know it's not true. When you're multitasking, ultimately, first of all, you don't get anything more done, and that which you do has an eroded sense of quality. So we'll say that's what's happening over here. So whatever the Talmudic equivalent of checking your email, right, or texting someone, whatever the Talmudic equivalent, that's what's happening over here. So he called the 9th the 10th, the 10th the 9th, the 11th the 10th. Shloshtar mikudashin. Now we'll say they're all three kodesh. Now what does this mean? Here we go. Hatashin nechal b'mumo. So we'll say the ninth one, remember, you called the ninth one the tenth. So because of that, the ninth one has some level of kiddusha. Nechal muma means you have to let it graze, and once it develops a mum, you're permitted to eat it. Ha siri meiser, the tenth one is meiser. Now this is interesting. Now remember again, in this case, what did you call the tenth? You call the tenth the ninth. Obviously, you already know because the Gemara before gave this away a little bit. This is reflecting the opinion that ha asiri kadosh me'elav, the tenth animal is mekudosh on its own. Meaning, even if there's no formal designation, the 10th animal is always considered to be Kodesh. V'achadasar karish lan. Rabbi saying, I remember in this case over here, you called the 11th one 10 as well. So Rabbi said, because of that, the 11th is offered up as a karban shlamim. So we'll say, so again, 9th grazes until it develops a mum. 10 is Meiser Behema, because you don't have to be Mekadosh Meiser Behema, it's Mekudosh Me'ilav. And 11, because you called it 10, is not going to be Meiser Behema, because there's only one Meiser Behema, but it will be offered up as a Shlamim. So the Gemara says, Va'oset Temura. And furthermore, again, so we will say, so this animal has the ability, specifically animal number 11, has the ability to go ahead and affect Temura. Div Rabbi Meir. I'm Rabbi Huda. V'chiyesh Temura, Oset Temura. Rabbi Huda says, that makes no sense. 11 itself is a Temura, right? 9 itself is a Temura. Could an animal which became Kodesh through Temura go ahead and affect another Temura? So since the answer to that is no. Amru Mishum Rabbi Meir, Ilu Haya Temura Lahaya Karev. So I said, so ultimately, again, they said in the name of Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Huda, it's not true, because ultimately, if it really wasn't a Temura, if it wasn't a true Temura, ultimately, again, it wouldn't be offered up. The fact that number 11 ultimately is offered up as a Shlamim indicates that it has true sacrificial status, and as a result, it has the ability to affect Tamura as well. Karav Kara Litishi Asiri. They'll say, what happens in the following case? You call the ninth animal the tenth, Ula Asiri Asiri, the tenth animal the tenth, Ula Achadasar Asiri, and the 11th animal the tenth. So we'll say, so in this case over here, you have 3 tenth animals. Number 9 is the tenth, number 10 is the tenth, and number 11 is the tenth. What's the halacha? Ein achad asar mekudosh. We'll say, in this case over here, this varies. Remember again, in case number 1, you called 9, 10, 10, 9, 11, 10. In this case, you're calling 9, 10, 10, 10, 11, 10. The nafkamina, the Gemara says, will be, in this case, case number 2, number 11 does not become a kudosh as a shlamim. Why not? This is incredible. So the Gemara says, L'chadasar, eina chadasar mekudosh, za'aklal, kol shalo ne'akar shem asiri mimenu, ein achad asar mekudosh. Rebbe say, essentially what the Mishnah is saying is like this. Once 10 is designated as 10, any statement you make vis-a-vis 11 is effectively meaningless, which makes sense. Rebbe say, in other words, once you call animal number 10, 10, then what? Then what? The process shuts down. It shuts down. So that you could call 11 Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't make a difference, right? It's not going to affect anything. So Rebbe says, so therefore, in case number 1, remember, you called 9, 10, 10, 9, 11, 10. So because you did not go ahead and call number 10, 10, even though 10 is Kodesh, even without your declaration, because you didn't call it 10, it leaves room open for number 11 to still be sanctified as a shlamim. That is my survey, but as a shlamim. In case number 2, because you actively designated 10 as 10, even though what else did you do? You also called 9, 10 and 11, 10. But once you go ahead and you call number 10, 10, that shuts down the process. To the point, ultimately, again, that number 11 no longer has the ability to be sanctified as a carbon. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Well, we're going to get through everything. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan says, Mena'an zugos zugos, kintrin kintrin. So I'll say, now Rabbi Yochanan alludes to something we said before at the end of the previous sugya. What happens if halacha lemaisa, you counted them off as pairs? So we'll say, so in this case over here, this is a premeditated pair count. Right, so again, for whatever the why, it doesn't matter. Over here, I'm deciding, you know what? I want to count off my animals as pairs. So there's pair number 1, pair number 2, pair number 3, until I get to number 10. So I get to number 10, which is really pair number 10, or kinterin, kinterin. I decide to go ahead and count off my animals by hundreds. Baruch Hashem, a big flock. So I decide to count off my animals by hundreds. So what's that, locha? Asiri leminyanohu kadosh. The 10th one, according to your count, is Kaddush. So the Gemara says, Leminyano, my. What does it mean according to my count? What does that mean? Literally according to my count, or according to the objective count of when they get to animal number 10? So we'll say, this is a machlokes. Rav Mari Amar Leminyan Shalahu Kaddush. Rav Mari says that I control the count. So if I decide to count off my flock by pairs or by hundreds, the 10th animal, according to, so that might be the 10th pair, obviously it could only be one animal in the 10th pair, but or the 10th hundred, right, there's only one animal in that hundred, becomes Meister Behemah. That's Rav Mari. Rav Kahana Amar, Leminyan Behemah Sukkadosh. Rav Kahana says, no, it goes by the objective count of animals, that becomes Kaddosh. Rav says, so fundamental machlokes, when I proactively decide over here to count in a different setup. I don't want to count one by one. I want to count pairs. I want to count hundreds. So we'll say, so how do we designate Meister Behema in that case? Rabbi Yochanan says, the way we designate it is according to my count. Rav Kahana says, no, according to the objective counts of the animals. Tanan, so we'll say, Tanan Yatu Shnaim Ka'achos. So we'll say, remember again, what was the first case in the Mishnah? Two animals come out simultaneously. So what's the halacha? Mona Osan Shnaim Shnaim. What did the Mishnah say? You have to count them off how? 1 and 2. You cannot count them off as a pair. Minon echad. But if you ended up counting them as one pair, or if you ended up counting them as one, you counted 1 and 2 as one, then what's the halacha? Teshiva asimiku kolim. Then animals 9 and 10 are messed up, as the Mishnah says. So Bishnah, the man damar, the minyan shalot, hu kadosh. So it's according to the opinion who says that halacha lemaisa, if I choose to count off a pair, right, then ultimately again the counting for my sebehema goes after my counting. Then I understand mishum hachi havu tishii vasiri mikukalin. So ultimately again, I understand why. Then I understand the statement of the Mishnah ula asiri kakar le tishii ula achada sar asiri. Because we'll say what's going to end up happening over here. Because ultimately in this case over here, 9 becomes 10, 10 becomes 11. But according to the opinion who says that we simply go after the objective numbering of the animals, then let tishi tishi kakarile, ula asiri asiri kakarile. Then I will say, in other words, if we go with the opinion that says when it comes to Maaser Behema, we don't really look so much as how I'm numbering it, but how, or counting it, but how the animals actually flow out of the pen, then ultimately there's no kilkul over here. Amalacha Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, when do I say that halacha lemaisa, you have the right to count it off as pairs, and we follow your counting for Maaser Behema purposes? Hecha di'ichavein lafuke zugo zugos. Hecha di'nafik memela lo. So we'll say, we understood this. Rabbi Yochanan says, when do I hold that you could control the count? When can you control the count, Rabbi Yochanan? That's when you proactively bring the animals out pairs by pairs. What's the case in the Mishnah? What's the case in the Mishnah? Case in the Mishnah is where they're coming out by, this was an accident. This was an accident. Two animals came out simultaneously. This was not my intention. My intention was to bring them out one, two, three, four. So the Mishnah says two came out at a time. So the Mishnah says, make sure you count those off as what? One and two. If you accidentally went ahead and counted them as one, then you're going to mess up 9 and 10. What you call 9 is really 10. What you call 10 is really 11. So we'll say, so a fundamental distinction over here. Rabbi Yochanan says that halacha lemaisa, if you choose to count off your flock in pairs, do you have the right to do that? Absolutely. As long as what? As long as you are doing that bekavana. If you're not doing it bekavana, then you mess up the line. We'll say, this is indeed how the Rambam paskins. So the Rambam says in halacha hey, So the Rambam writes halacha lemaisa that if you want to go ahead and count off your animals as pairs or in threes or in hundreds, you have the right to do that. So again, Rabbi Yochanan, we're passing Rabbi Yochanan, and this is really quite fascinating, because on one hand, so I'll tell you why this is interesting. I'm going to tell you why it's interesting, right? Because at the end of the day, as much as we're saying, and there's going to be a dominant theme, that the 10th animal is kadosh on its own, right? Even if you do not intend. So we'll say that's in a vacuum where you're counting off your animals, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But I will say, but do pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that you could control, I don't know what the right word is, not the rhythm of you could control the counting increments, right? You could control, right, the counting increments, the increments of counting. Right? So I will say, so ultimately, again, the incremental units of counting, you control. So if you want to count off your flock in pairs, in threes, or in hundreds, ultimately, again, your Maaser Behema will be regulated like that as well. But that's big Kavanah. That's why the Mishnah says, if your Kavanah is not to do that, your Kavanah is to count it off, one, two, three, four, and two run out at the same time, make sure you count those off individually. Because if you don't, you will mess up the Maaser Behema count. Good, the Gemara goes weiter. So the Gemara says as follows. Tashma, Benal Mafreya, that's another interesting case. What happens if you count it down? Fascinating. You count it down. You started with 10, 9, 8. And so what would be animal number 10, you actually called what?
One.
So we'll say, so what's that lach? Benal Mafreya, Asir Shemeinu Kaddish. So the 10th one, according to your count, which you're actually calling one, is called Mekaddish. Bishon Laman Damar Lemingin Behemoth Hu Kaddish. So we'll say, so remember again, the Gemara is linking this back to the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rav Kahana. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that I control the count, so that makes sense. Hu Kaddish Shapir. Elaman Damar Lemingin Shalom Hu Kaddish. Asiri Chad Karile. I'll say, according to Rav Kahana, who says no, that Maaser Behema is controlled by an objective count, then halacha lemaisa, how can I say that animal number one actually becomes Maaser Behema? Amar Rava, hoil the isim yonah parsad the karla asar achad. So since we'll say this is how the Persians count, those Persians, right? Those Persians, how do they count? they apparently always would count from 10 to 1. So essentially, the Gemara is saying over here is because halacha lemaisa, this was an acceptable unit of counting. Right, Saeed? Is this, no?
Don't recall.
All right, good. I'm sure your ancestors, Baruch Hashem, would, so this is actually good. So what it's saying over here is this was an acceptable method of counting. In communities, this was the way that counting was done. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, if you counted at Meister Behema from 10 to 1, it worked. And indeed, this is codified by the Rambam. Again, you don't have to trust me on any of these Rambams. This is why I sent it out to you. So, manya lemafreya, I'm reading to you the Rambam, paraches halacha zayin. Manya lemafreya could go, sheyotza rishon v'amra asara, v'yotzashini v'amra tisha, atchiyotza asiri yamana echad, harei zeh kadosh. So we'll say, so this is amazing. So the Rambam paskins this way. The Rambam says if you started counting 10 and worked your way down to 1, halacha lemaisa, it's kadosh. I will say, but the Rambam adds in a very important postscript. The Rambam says, shar siri me'elab yiskadish. So the Rambam says, by the way, it's not because we have affinity toward Persian counting. Rambam says it's a different reason. At the end of the day, the 10th animal is always kaddish by itself. So remember again, Abbas says, you're going to see whether you call the 10th animal number 1, you call the 10th animal 10, you call the 10th animal Frank, right? It doesn't make a difference. So I'll say at the end of the day, the 10th animal is kaddish by itself. So therefore, the Rambam says, as long as there's some type of indication that this animal is Meister Behema, even without a verbal declaration, it's still going to be kaddish. Good. Let's go back to it. Says the Gemara. Next case. Kara l'tishi asiri ula asiri tishi ula chalas arasiri. So let's remember again. This was the first case towards the end of the Mishnah. You call animal number 9, 10, 10, 9, and 11, 10. 11, 10. So let's remember again what happened in this case. So in this case over here, number 9 is set out to graze until it develops a mum. Number 10 is Meister Behema, because remember again, I both said this is the operative concept over here. 10, right? The 10th animal becomes Kaddish Me'elov. And in this case over here, what happens to number 11? Who remembers? Episode number 11? Shlomim. Offered up as a Shlomim. See, here we go. Both said this is actually incredible. Turn up on him. Minayin Shim Karla Tishi Asiri La Asiri Tishi La Chalasar Asiri Sheshlash Meklash. I both say, now the novelty in this case over here is, remember again, what's happened? I called 9, 10, 10, 9, and 11, 10. I will say, what's the great novelty in this case? All three are Kodesh. Right? All three are Kodesh. Again, different types of Kedusha. Number 9 is set out to graze until it develops a mum, then it's yours to eat. 10 is Meister Behema. 11 is a Shlomim. But amazingly enough, they're all Kadosh. They're all Kadosh. Where do I know this concept from? That all three can become Kadosh. This is incredible. Talmud Lomar, because the Pasuk says, V'chol ma'aseh bekar bakar v'tzon, kol asher yavar tachas hashevet, ha'asiri yihyeh kodesh. Because it will say, the Pasuk says, all of the meiser of your cattle and your sheep, anything that will pass under the shevet, the staff, ha'asiri yihyeh kodesh, the 10th one will be kodesh. Now we'll say, now here's what's fascinating about this. On one hand it says, which animal is kodesh? Which animal is kodesh? The asiri, the 10th. But yet what the Gemara is focusing on over here is, what does it say? V'chol ma'asar, right? V'chol ma'asar, all of the tithes. So we'll say that v'chol opens the door for what? Some additional animals to be included under the umbrella of Meiser Behema. So we'll say, so what are we including under that umbrella? The animals that are right next to number 10. Which of the animals next to number 10? 9 and 11. It's very exciting. So the Gemara says, Yachol she'ani marbeh, hey, let's make it a party. Why stop at 9 at 11? Why don't you also include 8 and 12? In other words, maybe the chosos, if I called number 8, 10, or I called number 12, 9, or really have the 12, 10. Hey, ultimately, why don't we include those? Someone says, no. Amrit, hoil v'hu kadosh b'ta'usom is kadesh. So remember again, here's what we know. We know number 10 is kodesh. We also know from the phrase of v'chol masar, that's what? That even if you make a mistake regarding Meiser Behema, the mistake is kaddish also. The mistake is kaddish also. Hu kaddish v'ta'uso miskadeshes. We'll say, by the way, you see the profundity in that word, right? It's not only hu kaddish, but even ta'uso miskadeshes. See, Rabbi was saying, in life, even your ta'us, even your mistakes can become Kaddish. How could your mistakes become Kaddish? As long as you grow from them, right? As long as you do something with them, as long as you learn something from them, ultimately, again, even Ta'usom is Kaddish. The Mefurish Gemara. Hu Kaddish, right? Hu Kaddish also means that which you do right. That's the Ma'aser Behemah, the tenth animal. That's Kaddish. V'Ta'usom is Kaddishas. Even your Ta'us can become Kaddish. But Rabbi Yosef says the Gemara, Mahu Eino Mekudash, Ela B'Samuch. Rabbi Yosef, so ultimately, again, just like the 10th one is Kaddish, B'Samuch. Now we'll say, now what does that mean? Just like the 10th one is Kaddish because it is Samuch. It is close to itself. Whereas if you look at Rashi, we'll say, third line from the top, Eino Mekudash, Ela B'Samuch, She'ein Lo Samuch Bo Yosef Migufo. There is nothing closer to the 10th animal than what? No. Than the 10th. Than the 10th animal is in ours. The 10th is the closest to itself. Good, hold on to that. Mahu Eino Mekudash, Ela B'Samuch. After Usa in a miskadeshes ala besamoch. We'll say just like the 10th one is closest to itself, so too only the animals that could become kaddish through a toast are the ones that are closest to the 10th as well. Therefore, again, I'll say the only animals which could become kaddish through a toast are 9 and 11. So we'll say this is the drasha. The drasha is v'chol masar bekar bakar betzon kolish yavar tachas hashevet ha'asir kodesh. What it tells me is like this: the asir becomes kodesh. Called Ma'asar tells me only that which is closest to the 10th could become Kodesh as well. What's closest to the 10th? Animals 9, animals 10. Animals 11, excuse me. So we'll say 8 and 12 are not shayach to this. But we'll say, but again, the incredible Musar Haskil, who Kodesh? Animal of the 10th is Kodesh. V'ta'usom is Kodeshes. Even your Ta'us can become Kodesh. That, Tanya, we learned, Mahu miyuchad afta'usom miyuchades. Also, we have a brisa that says, Mahu miyuchad, just like number 10 is miyuchad, there's only 1/10, right? Only 1/10 animal. Af ta'usa miyuchades, so Rabbi say, ultimately, again, even the ta'us, right, has to be miyuchad. If you look at Rashi, af ta'usa miyuchades, shem ta'bet ishiba achadas alo hayu shnai mikudoshin ela echad behem. So we'll say, in this brisa, what it's saying is like this: just like there's only 1/10 animal, there's also what? Only 1 ta'us. Right? So either you can make a mistake with the 9th or with the 11th. But there's no such thing as 2 ta'usim. So we'll say this contradicts what we just said before. Because in the previous price, we said v'chol ma'aser covers what? The closest animal to the 10th on both ends, 9 and 11. Here this price seems to indicate that halacha l'maisa, there's only room for 1 ta'us. Only room for 1 ta'us. So tani tana kamid rabbi yochanan hamani rabbi lezer rabbi shimini. We'll say this reflects even rabbi lezer rabbi shimini. This sign of Rabbi Shimon Omer, the olam ein achadasar kadosh ad sheyishtok b'tishi v'yikra la'asiri tishi u'la'achadasar asiri. But Rabbi Lazar holds like this, that there's only one way for the 11th one to become kadosh. That's how. If you didn't say anything by the 9th, if you didn't declare the 9th as anything, and you ended up making a mistake with the 10th, you called the 10th the 9th, and the 11th, the 10th. That's when Rabbi Lazar says, ultimately, the 11th becomes Kaddish. But in Rabbi Lazar's view, if you did something with the 9th, you messed up the 9th, you called the 9th the 10th, or the 9th, right? You called the 9th the 10th, and then the 10th, either the 9th or the 10th, then ultimately, again, the 11th cannot become anything. Sigurishli Gemara says, Savlok Rabbi Huda Da'amar, Taos Maiser Temura Havya. Ultimately, again, Baratan holds, Rabbi Huda holds, that a mistake when it comes to Meister Behemoth is like Timura. V'savar la'kavua da'amar ein meimar chozer u'meimar. And he holds like, ultimately, again, his father holds, that once something becomes Timura, ultimately, again, it cannot make something else into Timura. So we'll say, so a fundamental machlokes, ultimately, about how far the error on Meister Behemoth goes. The first opinion, the first price that we had, indicates that v'chol ma'asar covers you on making a mistake on either side of the 10th. Number 9, and let me say it differently. The first opinion holds that you can make a mistake both on either side of number 10, both for animal number 9 as well as for animal number 11. And you could even mess both of those animals up the same. Ta'usam is kadeshas, applies to animals. Therefore, again, I both say that's the view reflected in our Mishnah, that you could actually have a mistake that goes upon animals 9, 10, and 11, and all three will become Kodesh. Kodesh in different ways, but all three Kodesh nevertheless. The Gemara introduces us to another opinion that says, no, the ta'uso miskadeshes, at most, can only devolve upon what? one additional animal. It's either 9 or 11, but not both. So I will say, it's clear that our Mishnah rejects that second view and ultimately holds like the first view. And that's the view that the Rambam holds like as well. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, if you call number 9, 10, 10, 9, 11, 10, then Abba said the halacha is 9, 9 is set out to graze until it develops mum because you called it 10. Because you called it 10, you obviously can't offer it up as Meister Behema because it's number 9, but because you declared it as 10, it has some level of Kedusha. Therefore, it has to set out to graze until it develops mum, then you can eat it. 10, 10, Meister Behema. Then Abba said again, because the Rambam Lishita so holds, that's what? That halacha lemaisa said number 10 becomes Meister Behema even without a formal declaration. Number 11, I will say what happens. Remember, 11, you declared it as 10. So because, now it can't be offered up as Meister Behema. Why? Because 10 is already Meister Behema, but it is offered up as a Shlamim. But I'll say, based on what? And beautiful, like a beautiful tapestry. That's all this based on the Chom Ma'aser Bakar Vatzon. The Chom Ma'aser tells me that there are additional Meister Behema animals beyond the 10th. How can you say that? What it means is that who Kaddish? And I will say, remember these words, Vita'uso Miskadeshas. Wow. Remember it by Meister Behema and remember it by life. Good. Amar Rava, weiter. Yatsu Shnaim B'Tishi. The Kara and Tishi. So now what happens? Two animals come out in the number 9 slot. Right? Two animals come out in the number 9 slot. And Kara and Tishi. You called them both 9. That's what happens. You called them both 9. They both came out in the 9 slot. You called them both 9. So we'll say, what's the halacha? So we'll say, now remember again, in reality, what do you have over here? What do you have over here? 9 and 10. You called them both 9. So what's the halacha? Asiri v'chulin mu'urav and zebazeh. Ultimately, again, we'll say, so what do you have over here? You have a mixture, ultimately, again, of asiri and chulin. Right? You have, ultimately, again, a kaddish animal, right? A ma'aser behema animal, and a chulin animal mixed in. Now, obviously, in this case over here, you don't know which is which, right? In other words, it's not that they came out together. Zebazeh asiri me'elav kaddish. Because they're both saying, ultimately, again, the 10th animal, ultimately, again, is kaddish me'elav, as we've seen before. Next, Litishi, right? Litishi, Tishika Karile. Ultimately, again, the 9th one, Rabbi says, is called the 9th one. Karan Asiri. What happens, Rabbi says, same case. 9 and 10 come out together, but you call them 10. So we'll say, Asiri Utishi, first wide line, Mu'urav and Zebazes. So we'll say, in this case over here, you have animals 9 and 10 mixed in together with each other. So the Mu'urav and Zebazes, my time, what's the reason? Asiri Kakarile Litarbayu. Ultimately, again, because you're calling them both number 10. Yatsu shnayim ba'asiri. We'll say similarly again, if two animals come out in the number 10 position. Ukara'an asiri. And you call them both 10. Asiri va'achadasar mu'uraven zebazeh. So we'll say you have animals 10 and 11 mixed in together. Karan achadasar. If you end up calling them 11. So what we'll say, what's ta'alocha? Karan achadasar. Asiri v'chulin mu'uraven zebazeh. So we'll say, Yad, what you have over here is what? You have 10 and 11, which is a Kodesh animal and a Chulin animal mixed in together. The Gemara says, Hasul Amali. Well, I don't need that last case. It's just a repetition of the previous case. Hainuach, Hakamash Malon, Dechol Ba Bebas Achos, Tavayo Kakachi. But also, what it comes to teach us is any two animals that emerge simultaneously, they become Kodesh. Va'af Agav Delo Ne'akar, Shem Asiri Hemenu. And I will say, now the truth is, even though what? Even though, again, Abba says, remember again, in the second case of the Mishnah, where you called 9, 10, 10, 10, 11, 10. Remember again, what was halacha in that case? So 9 is set out to graze till it develops a mum. 10 is Meister Behema, and 11? Nothing. Right? Nothing. Right? Why? Why? Because remember again, once you declare 10, 10, we're done. We're done, right? We shut it down. We're done. So the designation of 11 as 10 is really meaningless. So we'll say, so the chiddush over here is that ultimately, again, even though in this case over here, animal 10 actually was called 10, because remember, 10 and 11 emerged together. 10 and 11 emerged together. So I would have thought that once 10 was declared 10, there's nothing to do with 11. Since they came out, but basachos, ultimately, again, 11 has some residual kiddusha as well because it was called animal number 10. That's the chiddush over here. When 10 and 11 emerge simultaneously and you call them both 10. So I'm going to thought that's what? Well, if they're merged up 10, he called them both 10, then what? One of those two is what? Is 10. And should prevent Kiddusha from devolving upon 11. Kamash Malon, that when they come out simultaneously and they're both called 10, 10 is Kaddish, and 11 ultimately again has some residual Kiddusha as well. That's different than the case in the Mishnah. Because what happened in the Mishnah, Rabbi? So what happened in the Mishnah? Yeah. So remember again, they came out separately. 9 came out, you called it 10. 10 came out, you called it 10. 11 came out, you called it 10. So once you called 10, 10 by itself, then what? Process is done. The designation of 11 is meaningless. Here, the novelty is, if it comes up about Sachos, 10 and 11 come up about Sachos, you call them both 10, what's the halacha? Rabbi says some level of Kiddusha devolves upon number 11. So Rabbi says, so the Rambam actually codifies this case in... Good. So Rabbi says, so again, so Rabbi says, so remember again, over here the Rambam codifies this in halacha dalid, and the Rambam writes as follows. Just read it to you quickly. Yatsu tishi'i v'asiri ke'echad. If 9 and 10 come out of the pen together, bein shekara shnei masiri, bein shekara tishi, shnei mikudashin, v'yocha b'muman ve'enan kraven. So I'll say, so remember again, in this case over here, so here's what I know. I have 9 and 10. One of them is 9, one of them is 10. One of them is Kaddish, one of them is not. I don't know which is which. So I'll say, so the only way to deal with this is how? You let them both graze, develop a mum, and then ultimately again, both of them become permitted for consumption. Ultimately, and so also, the halacha is the same in all of these cases. Essentially, whenever you have animal number 10 mixed in with a chulin animal, whether that chulin animal is animal number 9, whether that chulin animal is animal number 11, either way, again, you let both animals graze until they develop a mum, and at that point in time, you're permitted to consume it with the mum. Good. Yasir Avkana v'kamrali v'hashmaisa. So Avkana was saying over this statement of Rava, this last statement in front of Rav Ashi. I'm sorry. V'kamrali v'hashmaisa. Amrali Rav Ashi v'Avkana. So Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, "V'halo lo ne'ekar shema siri himenu." But one second, we'll say in the case of ultimately again where 11 and 10 come out at the same time. So we're saying over here that they both become kodesh bebasachos, and therefore again ultimately because they're coming out simultaneously, and therefore Allah Alamai said they're left to graze. They're left to graze till well, the Ram says they're left to graze till develop a mum. But I understand v'ha. But we learned. I'm sorry. But hello, lo ne'akar shema siri himenu. But one second, the designation, right? The identity of animal number 10 was not uprooted. If the identity of animal number 10 was not uprooted, then what? Then number 11 should be shut down. There's nothing to talk about. Utnan zakla. We learned in the Mishnah. Kol shelo ne'akar shema siri himenu. Ein achad asar mekudash. We'll say, remember again, this was the case in the Mishnah. When you call 9, 10, 10, 10, 11, 10, the designation of 11 as 10 is meaningless. Why? Because 10 was designated as 10. To which the Gemara says, okay, hani mili b'zachar zeh. That's true in the case of the Mishnah, because what's happening in the Mishnah? 9's coming out, 10's coming out, 11's coming out. So it's true, you messed up the numbering. You called 9, 10, 10, 10, and 11, 10. Once you call a 10, once you have a defined 10, and you call that 10th, so the discussion is over. In this case, aval bebas achos tavarika kachi. We'll say in this case where they're both coming out at the same time, both of them become kodesh. But one second, in the case of bezeach hazeh, we learned that explicitly in the Mishnah. Karla tishi asiri, ula asiri asiri, ula achadasar asiri. But it's the case in the Mishnah. We learned about this. If number you call number 9, 10. You call number 10, 10. You call number 11, 10. I will say this is again, we're kind of bizarre, they're coming out one after the other. Ein achad asar makudash. Ultimately, again, neither of them, I will say, excuse me, number 11 is not makudash. Why is number 11 not makudash? Because once again, remember again, once you go ahead and you designate number 10 as 10, then what? The process is fundamentally shut down. But here's the problem, I will say. The Mishnah says, Zaklau. Remember again, I always lush on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Zaklau. As long as the designation of number 10, lo ne'akar, was not uprooted, meaning is clearly articulated and defined, not even articulated, clearly defined, so ultimately again, any subsequent animal does not become kodesh in any way. Zakla la'asuye mai. What is that zakla coming to include? My love la'asuye basachos. But is it not coming to include even the case of basachos? Where what? 10 and 11 come out at the same time. And it's coming to teach you that what? That once there is a defined 10th animal, even if you're not sure which of the two it is, that precludes number 11 from assuming any level of Kiddusha, to which the Gemara says, lo. La suye yotza asiri velo diber. Oh, we'll say, what is it coming to include? It's coming to include the case where animal number 10 came out, but what? He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. You did not declare it as number 10. And what is it coming to teach me? That even if you did not declare animal number 10 as 10, that is still called what? Meiser Behema. And because it is called Meiser Behema, Daholo Ne'akar, Shem Asiri Himenu. It was coming to teach me that when animal number 10 comes out, a clearly defined 10, a 10 that is exiting by itself, even if you did not say a word, ultimately, again, that's called animal number 10, to the point that's what I was saying. Even if you were to call number 11 10, what would happen? Nothing. That statement is meaningless. The halo ne'akar shem asiri hemenu. Because ultimately, again, I will say, even though you didn't call 10 10, once 10 emerges, ultimately it takes on the identity as 10 and shuts down the Meiser Behema process, so that even to the point if you were to declare any subsequent animal, really the only was the animal number 11 as 10, that still would be meaningless. So the Gemara says, because it will say, if you would not state this halacha, I might have thought, two of the animals come out together in the number 10 position. And one did not come before its friend. They came at the same time. Vikara'an asiri. Right? Vikara'an asiri asiri. Right? Vikara'an asiri. So I'm saying you call them 10. So again, remember what's happening in this case. Asiri va'achadasar mu'uravin zebozeh. Remember again, 10 and 11 are mixed together. Ay, v'halo lo ne'ekar shem asiri himenu. But at the end of the day, even in this case, Rabosai, so identity of number 10 is still intact. Ultimately, so what do you see from here? You see from here, Rabosai, that the concept of the identity of number 10 being solidified, not being uprooted, and shutting down the process any further is only when it's a clearly defined 10. But if it's Babas Achas, even though I know one of these animals is 10, one of these animals is 11, and there is an animal that is a number 10 in there, ultimately, again, because it's Babas Achas, they're coming out together, that allows for animal number 11 to acquire some level of Kiddusha. To which the Gemara says, no, that's not a good answer. Imishum ha lo iria. How come I asking him? Because what's the case? The kadim chad minayu va'apik l'reshe. We'll say, what's the case? One of them came out a little bit, right? A little bit faster than the other. So let's say the 10th animal came out, stuck out its head. The kari achadasar. You called it number 11. V'hadir i'arav. Then it got back mixed up again. The nafok bahadadi. And then they come out together. V'karinu asiri. And ultimately, again, then you call them both 10. D'hanekar shem asiri. Because we'll say, in that case, the Shem Asiri was uprooted. Why was it uprooted? Because when it stuck its head out, you called it number 11, thereby uprooting number 10. This the Gemara says, "I v'halo kadam katani," but it says that neither animal preceded the other. Milo kadam the hader i'arav. We'll say ultimately, and what does it mean that it did not proceed? That ultimately it got mixed up together again. We'll say just two more lines that we're going to stop. Kiman, and whose opinion does this reflect? The low carrier. We'll say this is not crazy. This is incredible. Not like Rebbe. We're going to watch this. The Rebbe Ha'amar Achadasar Lahavi Akira. We'll say, get ready for this. And also, what the Gemara is suggesting is as follows. That may be the case, and a little bit of a convoluted case, but very interesting. Right? So maybe also what happens is as follows. 10 and 11 are getting ready to come out. 10 comes out, right? 10 pokes his head out first. What do you do? What do you do? You don't call it 10. What do you call it? 11. Then I will say, when you call it 11, so what have you done? What have you done? You have fundamentally uprooted the number 10 identity. Then what happens? 10 sticks its head back in, gets mixed up together with the rest of the animals, and then 10 and 11 come out together, and you call them both 10. Right? You call them both 10. Obviously, you don't know which is the one that stuck its head out before, right? But ultimately, the animal which was 10, that you called 11, then went back into the pen, comes out with another animal. At this point in time, it's just easy. Just give the whole thing to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm done with this already, right? I can't keep track of this. So animal number 10 sticks out its head. You call it 11. Then it brings its head back in. Then it comes back out again. 10 and 11 together, you call them both 10. What's the halacha? What's the halacha? They're both kodesh. Then I will say, now the reason why this case works is ultimately because in this situation, the number 10 identity was uprooted. Why was it uprooted? Because you called it 11 ultimately when it peeked its head out. So I will say, the Gemara just points out, what the Gemara is saying, suggesting is, calling number 10 11 is an active uprooting ultimately again of its 10 identity. Who holds that calling number 10, 11, is an uprooting of its identity? Everyone other than Rebbe. But we'll stop over here for today. We're going to pick up with the sheet of Rebbe, Emir Hashem, tomorrow. Shkoyach.